Title: Automation Curves for Siren Intensity Intermediate. All right, welcome back. Today we're doing something that's pure drum and bass psychology: siren intensity automation. Because in DNB, a siren isn't just an effect you sprinkle on top. It's a tension engine. And the difference between that's a siren and oh no, the drop is coming is almost never the synth itself. It's the automation curves. How the energy accelerates, how it breathes, how it snaps out of the way so the drums feel massive. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a dedicated siren FX track, and one macro called intensity that controls multiple parameters at once. Then we'll automate that single lane with producer-style curves, exponential ramps, panic spikes, hard resets, and call and response yells. Let's build. First, create a siren source. We'll do the clean and fast option. Operator. Create a new MIDI track, drop operator on it, and set it up simple. Algorithm 1. So a single oscillator. Oscillator at a sine, or triangle if you want a slightly brighter edge. Course at 1.00. Fine at 0. Now the motion. Turn on operator's LFO and route it to pitch. Start with an amount around 18, and set the rate slow. Something like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. I like sync off for an organic feel, but if you want it locked to phrasing, you can sync it to half a bar, one bar, even two bars. Then draw one long MIDI note. Think 8 bars. G3 is a good starting point. And here's a key mindset. Don't overprogram the MIDI. Keep it sustained. We're going to perform the sound with automation, not note changes. Now let's build the DNB Ready effects chain. Doc Ableton only. First device. Auto filter. Set it to low pass 24. Put cutoff somewhere low to start, like 300 to 800 Hz. Resonance around 0.3 to 0.55. And add a touch of drive, maybe 2 dB. This filter is going to be the anchor for your intensity. When intensity rises, the filter opens. The sound feels like it's stepping forward in the mix. Next, saturator. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Drive somewhere between 2 and 8 dB. And turn soft clip on. But listen closely here. Saturation adds perceived loudness. If you don't compensate, your intensity automation becomes a volume automation in disguise. We'll fix that later with output trim. Next, echo. Set the time to eighth dotted or quarter. Feedback between 15 and 45%. Filter it so it behaves. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 10k. Dry slash wet around 8 to 25%. Echo is one of the best tools for a build because feedback plus brightness equals excitement, but it can also smear the groove if you go too hard. Next, reverb. Size maybe 30 to 70%. Decay somewhere like 1.2 to 4.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient stays clearer. Low cut the reverb, 250 to 500 Hz, so it doesn't fill your low mids with fog. Dry slash wet 6 to 22%. And I'll say it now because it's the most common mistake. Too much reverb at peak intensity will make your snare feel smaller. In DNB, the snare lane is sacred. Next, utility. This is your width and safety. Set width around 80 to 140% depending on taste. And if you have bass mono available, set it around 120 to 200 Hz. Even though it's a siren, you still want the low end stable and club friendly. Optional but extremely recommended, a compressor sidechain to your drum bus, or to a kick and snare group. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 70 to 160. Aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on hits. This is how you keep the siren exciting without swallowing the backbeat. Cool. Now we turn this into a playable instrument. Select those effects and group them. Command or Control G, so you get an audio effect rack. Create one macro and name it Intensity. Now map key parameters to that one macro. Map auto filter cutoff, something like 300 Hz at the low end up to 8k Hz at the high end. Map auto filter resonance from about 0.25 up to 0.65. Map saturator drive from around 2 dB up to maybe 10 dB. Again, watch loudness. Map echo dry slash wet from roughly 8% to 28%. Map reverb dry slash wet from 6% to around 18%. Notice I'm keeping that capped. It's intentional. You can always add reverb in the breakdown, but in a build into a drop, too much wash kills impact. Map utility width from about 90% to 135%. Now do something most people skip. Set your macro ranges like a producer, not like a scientist. You want the first 30 to 40% of the macro to be safe and subtle. That's your intro and background tension. You want the middle range, roughly 40 to 70%, to do the real work. That zone should already be a clear tonal shift. If nothing exciting happens until 80 or 90%, your mapping is too conservative and you'll end up pinned at the top all the time. And then the last 10 to 20%? That's your danger zone. Special occasions only. Before we automate, quick coach tip. Prevent perceived loudness creep. Do a fast A/B. Set intensity low. Set your track volume. Then push intensity to peak and trim output so it feels roughly similar in loudness. Use saturator output or utility gain for that trim. The goal is that the siren feels more intense because of timbre, density, width, and motion, not because it's simply louder. Now the fun part. Automation curves. Go to arrangement view and press it to show automation. On the siren track, choose the intensity macro as the automation lane. We're going to do the classic DDNB move, the 8-bar ramp into the drop. At the start of the phrase, set intensity around 15 to 25%. By bar 7, bring it up to around 55 to 70%. Then in the last half bar before the drop, spike it to 85 to 100. And right on the downbeat of the drop, snap it down to 10 to 20%, or mute the siren entirely. Here's where the lesson title really matters. It's not just those values. It's the curve. Linear ramps often feel like a basic fade. In DNB, tension feels better when it accelerates. So keep the curve almost flat for longer than you think, then bend it upward harder near the end. In Ableton, you do this by adding breakpoints, then holding Alt or Option and dragging the automation segment to curve it. Aim for a slow exponential rise from bars 1 to 7, then a sharper upward curve for the last half bar. That last moment should feel like panic. And one more coach idea. Think in acceleration, not amount. If the curve looks too simple, it probably sounds too predictable. The ear loves that moment, where the rate of change increases right before a transition. Next pattern. Call and response siren. Jungle style. Instead of one continuous ramp, do you want 2-bar yells every 4 bars? So you'll do a quick attack over about a tenth to a third of a bar, hold briefly, then release quickly. He peaks around 50 to 75% so it's hype, but it doesn't dominate. This is perfect in the gaps after snares or in the spaces between bass phrases. And here's an arrangement mindset shift that makes this instantly more pro. Make the siren answer the snare, not sit on it. If your siren is loud right on the snare, you're fighting the most important element in the genre. Place it around the snare, in the gaps, and suddenly it feels like it's part of the groove. Next option. Fake sidechain wobble. If you don't want to use a compressor, you can literally automate tiny dips in intensity on every kick and snare. Or use autopan as a rhythmic tremolo. Drop autopan somewhere in the chain. Set amount to 0 so it doesn't pan. Face to 0 degrees. Shape to sine and rate to quarter note or half note. Then map autopan amount, or even device on slash off, to your intensity macro. That way, as intensity rises, the movement becomes more rhythmic and you get that pumping feel without touching your drum bus. Now let's place it in an actual DNB arrangement. In the intro, keep intensity low, like 10 to 25%, and consider high-passing the siren a bit so it stays out of the low mids. In the breakdown, gradually rise to 40 to 60%, and let echo get a bit wetter. In the last 8 bars before the drop, increase faster. Then do that final half-bar spike. On the drop, either mute the siren for 8 bars, or keep it very low and only use short callouts. Remember, contrast is impact. If intensity stays high through the drop, you've basically stolen the drop from your drums. Now let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid hours of why doesn't this hit. Mistake 1. Linear ramps everywhere. If everything is a straight line, everything feels the same. Use curves that accelerate. Mistake 2. Too much reverb at peak intensity. It masks snares and makes the drop feel smaller. Keep reverb capped, often under 20% wet. Mistake 3. No low cut and no mono control. If your siren spills into low mids and stereo low end, it's going to fight bass and collapse on a club system. Filter your echoes and reverbs, and control width with utility. Mistake 4. Not resetting at structural moments. Reset at the drop. Reset at new sections. Your listeners feel those contrasts even if they can't explain them. Mistake 5. Overdriving without level compensation. Again, intensity should feel like energy, not volume. Now, quick pro upgrade ideas, because you're intermediate and you can handle it. 1. Add a second macro called Dread or Panic. Keep intensity as your main ramp. Map Dread to only one or two extreme parameters, maybe a small resonance bump, a careful echo feedback increase like 15 to 35%, or a tiny pitch push that gives you moment control without messing up your core automation lane. 2. Automation ratchets. In the last bar before the drop, instead of one smooth curve, you stepped rises every 8th note or 16th. You do it by adding points, making short flat plateaus, then jumping upward. It reads like gear changes, like the siren is struggling to contain pressure. 3. Use negative space as the payoff. Try muting the siren or hard dropping intensity for the final 8th note right before the drop. That micro-silence makes the drop feel louder without raising a single dB. Alright, mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 10 to 15 minutes. Build an operator siren and the effect rack with the intensity macro. Then write a 32-bar section. Bars 1 to 16 are intro or break. Bars 17 to 32 are build into drop. Now the automation tasks. Draw an 8-bar exponential ramp from bar 9 to bar 16, going from 20% to 70%. Add a panic spike in the last half bar up to 95%. Hard reset to 15% on bar 17, right at the drop. Then add 2 callouts, 1 bar each, at bar 21 and bar 29, peaking around 70%. Finally, check the mix. If your snares feel smaller, reduce the reverb and echo mapping ranges, or add sidechain compression. And here's your quick deliverable. Bounce a loop of bars 13 to 21 and listen. Does the drop feel bigger because the siren backs off? If yes, you nailed the concept. Let's recap. You built a DNB ready siren using operator and stock effects. You created a single intensity macro controlling cutoff, resonance, drive, space, and width. And you learned the real secret. Automation curves at accelerate, spike, and reset create tension that feels musical and intentional. If you tell me your subgenre, rollers, jump up, tech step, or jungle, I'll give you a default curve recipe with specific grid points and shapes that match that style's pacing.